Madam President, I want to reassure the delegates that raised concerns on the LGBTI issues that in Kenya, nobody is asked to state their sexual orientation when they're accessing any government services. And the government deals with any violations of human rights, irrespective of the orientation of any individual. And our work around the intersex persons is a pointer towards the commitment that that the government undertakes to protect the vulnerable groups. And when if I give an example of the intersex persons, like we have stated before, they have the intersex persons before and now continue to be subject to human rights violations, and largely because the public at large are not aware of their existence. And we also have a glaring lack of research on the subject of intersex persons. And this has rendered them invisible, and they face stigma, which are depend on social and medical norms. And their participation in modern life has been greatly inhibited. But the intersex persons have been the subject of litigation in Kenya. And in the first case that we had focused on the rights violations occasioned to intersex person, an intersex person who are deprived of liberty. And the court found that the treatment of the petitioner by prison authorities through strict searches amounted to cruel, inhuman, and degrading treatment or punishment. This case set the pace for setting standards on the treatment of intersex persons deprived of liberty through the Persons Deprived of Liberty Act. The second case focused on registration at birth for intersex children, corrective surgeries on intersex children, and the need for rules and guidelines to regulate corrective surgeries on intersex children. The court found that there is currently no legal framework to govern the registration of intersex persons, the intersex persons at birth, and to regulate their corrective surgeries. The court urged the state to enact legislation regulating surgeries of intersex on intersex children and registration at birth. In addition, the state was urged to collect data relating to the intersex children and persons. In response to the court findings, the Attorney General formed a task force on the policy, legal, institutional, and administrative reforms regarding intersex persons in Kenya, with mandate to inter alia collect data on intersex person, examine existing policy, legal, institutional, and medical systems that govern intersex persons, and recommend comprehensive reforms towards safeguarding the interests of intersex persons. And following the recommendations of this task force, the government has identified the immediate, medium, and long-term reforms required to give effect to the right of intersex persons in Kenya. This trajectory will be used to address many other issues that affect vulnerable persons in Kenya. Thank you.